back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back. Glad to be with you here on a Wednesday, May 19th edition as we go to the KODY phone lines now as we're pleased to have Mike Works joining us. Mike leads up the development team for the development of the North Platte Mall property. Mike, thank you so much for taking some time for us, sir.
Good morning, Tristan.
Glad to have you joining us here. And Mike, for those that haven't been following what's going on the council level or following the development of the mall property, can you give us some background on yourself and your colleagues, please?
Absolutely. Okay, so there's two of us that are really involved in this. It's Justin Hernandez out of Lincoln, Nebraska, and myself, Mike Works. I'm also out of Lincoln, Nebraska. We do developments. A lot of folks have done some small mall areas. Some retail spaces and some multifamily. And that's what we're really hoping to bring here to North Platte. We got the opportunity to take a look at the mall back in November, kind of a quick turnaround, and decided that it was something we wanted to pursue. We knew we could do great things if the city jumped on board with us, and I need to say that everybody in the city has been great to work with. And as of last night, we did. We got second round approval on the EEA. And we got approval of the redevelopment plan, which includes the tax increment financing as well.
Yeah, and that tax increment financing going to be a big factor in this, along with the EEA, obviously. And you mentioned, Mike, that the city has been a great partner thus far. I want to talk a little bit about the Quality Growth Fund Committee and the Chamber of Commerce. They have given unanimous support to this project and to helping out however they can. Can you tell us, how's the Chamber been like in a working partner with this relationship thus far?
Oh, sorry for a second there.
Oh.
actually, Gary Person has been amazing.
Good.
The head of the chamber, he has been at the front of this from the very beginning. I know he has done a lot of work behind the scenes. I know the chamber's been vocal about their support of it. If you were there a couple of weeks ago at the city council meeting, he gave a rousing speech as to why the mall was important to North Platte and the future growth of North Platte. And I'm just glad he's on our team.
Absolutely.
It's been wonderful. And then the Quality Growth Fund. We have not run into the Quality Growth Fund in the same way it's handled here in North Platte and other communities. And it was very nice to see how the committee got together, took a look at the issues, and they clearly, everyone on the committee is very interested in just making North Platte better. Sounds like we're not the first project to have gotten some funds for a new retail space. And so what we asked for was a couple of different distributions, one smaller one this year and another one next year as we improve, really, the front face of the mall. As you're probably aware, nothing's been put into the mall. No money has been put into the mall since, really, 2005. So it's been 16 years since any upgrades were done. And without the Quality Growth Fund, we could do a lot of what we wanted to do, but we wouldn't, you just wouldn't have that first-class, big city feel to the front of the mall without what the Quality Growth Fund folks were allowing us to do.
And Mike, Gary from the Chambers made the comparison before, too, that what you and your development team are wanting to do is very similar to what folks may see down at the Haymarket in Lincoln.
That is very true. What we're trying to create is a work and play and entertainment area. We're going to have apartments on top of retail. So you can live in this space, you can go downstairs, and you can shop, you can eat, you can have entertainment because the movie theater's coming back. We hope to have some gym-type spaces, whether that's an Orange Theory, whether that's some sort of other fitness gym. We hope to have that there as well. So, yeah, it's a place where people should be able to work and play all in the same area, and it's honestly the reason we got attracted to the mall in the first place is the location of the mall in North Platte is still excellent. It's been in need of funds for a long time, but the truth is that it's still in a great area of North Platte.
Yeah, it's a great regional hub right there. But as I'm sure Gary has made aware to you and to your team, too, that North Platte serves as a regional hub in terms of retail for a lot of the surrounding communities. So while this is a great issue for North Platte and this is promising news for North Platte, this is a lot bigger than just the city of North Platte itself and even bigger than Lincoln County.
I would agree. Yes. In fact, the numbers that the Chamber was able to supply us with shows that over the last 6 months, only one-third about of the sales at the mall were actually made to people in North Platte. That the rest of the sales, two-thirds of the sales, were for folks outside of North Platte. So it's clearly still drawing people to the area, despite the fact that we only have 30% of the stores filled right now. So I think that one of the really big points to make is that as we gather more stores into the mall, and as we do the upgrades, and as in sales increase, you know, the sales tax dollars that are going to come back to North Platte are going to go up significantly, and most of those sales tax dollars are going to be paid by people outside of the city.
Let's talk a little bit about the EEA portion of this, Mike. This is a new concept to the city of North Platte, and along with that, there's been some concern and perhaps some controversy. Can you tell us why the EEA is such a big factor in this and what this EEA will be used for folks that have not been made aware quite yet?
Absolutely. So the EEA has really been around since 2007, and it's been used in a number of different markets in the state, and it's usually been used for things like malls that need improvements. The Gretna Outlet Mall got EEA. South Point Mall in Lincoln got EEA. The Grand Island Mall, the Norfolk Mall, Scotts Bluff got it in the same sort of for the same sort of use. So a number of different places in the state have used this, and it's really for infrastructure costs. So it's for things that, unfortunately, you're not going to see a lot of. In this case, without just to make it really simple, without the EEA, we would not have been able to replace all of the parking lot. Without the EEA, we still would have had the old asphalt. We would have restriped it, but it would have looked largely like it looks today. We wouldn't have been able to put in new lighting. We wouldn't have been able to put in all of the underground utilities, which, if you've been out there after a rainstorm, there can be a couple of feet of water sitting in some areas in that parking lot.
Oh, absolutely.
But with the EA, we're going to be able to, over the next 12 months, rip up all of the asphalt and found on the west side of the mall, replace it with all new, either asphalt or concrete, new lighting, new green spaces. It's allowing us to do things that would have been very disappointing for everyone in North Platte if it hadn't gotten done.
And I think my car will thank you and the EEA for that as well.
No question.
That parking lot's seen better days. And with the EEA too, Mike, I've brought it up. EEA is only effect in the mall property. So your neighbor, Baumgars, for example, nearby neighbor, close neighbor of the mall property, no EEA would be in effect at Baumgars, for example.
That is correct. It is only the area of the mall itself. It'll include a lot of the new stores we put in, but it won't include anybody else. And the beauty of it, and the mayor just said it too, is that it's a very fair tax. If you want to pay it and you want to shop at one of the stores at the mall, you can do that. If you don't want to pay it, you just don't shop at one of the stores at the mall.
And I think it was brought up, too, at the public hearing last night. Mr. Mitchell, I believe, brought up that he's an individual that does some traveling for shopping, so he's paying a EEA tax when he goes to some of those malls that are shopping areas that you previously mentioned. But not only that, he's paying a tax then on a little bit of travel and a little bit of expense with the travel, too. So with this, yeah, you're going to pay an EEA, but you're going to drive across town or a town over to pay the EEA.
No question. One of the first things we heard from Gary and from Mayor Kelleher and from many others when we got to North Platte was that everyone's tired of driving to Kearney to do all of their little shopping.
The Golden City.
Is that what they're... Okay, I hadn't heard it called that. Okay. So they were tired of doing that. So our goal here is to bring the kind of shopping and the kind of entertainment that people in North Platte really want and will be proud of. I mean, that's our goal here, is that when we get done with this and, you know, 2 to 3 years, it's going to take that long to do all of it. But after 2 to 3 years, is that everybody living in North Platte is proud that this does bring people to town. They're proud to shop here. It gives them an experience beyond just pulling up in front of Walmart or having to make a trip to Kearney or Lincoln to do some shopping.
Well, and this is going to be an experience, too. This is going to be something that is not like anything that North Platte has ever had before. And from the plans and pictures and images that I've seen, Mike, this is something that's not quite like anything that is in the state at this point either. This is something that is really state-of-the-art in a lot of ways.
I think that's absolutely true. And I think we've explained it to people as the feel that you're going to get at our mall is much more of a feel that you would have if you were in suburban Denver or Western Omaha or something like that, as opposed to anything that you find in the rest of the state. I think the shopping experience and just, honestly, the view and the feel that you'll have while you're in the area will be second to no one outside of the biggest cities in the area.
Again, we're blessed to have Mike Works joining us here talking about the development of the North Platte Mall. And, Mike, let's talk a little bit about retail specifically. We know that, well, you mentioned it a few minutes ago, the mall itself is not short of supply or short of spaces for different retail outlets or any sort of outlet in general. There's been some conversation about the possibility of some of the businesses that you're looking at attaining. Before we talk about those, let's talk about the businesses that are currently at the mall property. I believe that most of those are very good partners. Some of them have spoke at the meetings here the past few weeks at City Council, and sounds like they're excited to continue their partnership.
I think that's right, yes. As you probably know, we are building a four-story building with retail on the first floor out in front of the mall. So we have a lot of great tenants and want to keep as many of them as possible. And at this point, almost every one of them has expressed interest in going out into that new four-story building.
Awesome.
So what we picture here is that everybody from Riddles to The Buckle, Maurice's, Famous Footwear, Brittany's, there's a number of others in there that we expect to move out of the mall area in the next 12 to 18 months and move into the new four-story building in the front. Which will give everybody drive-up access to their front doors. You can park right in front. You'll be able to walk along the nice promenade. If you want to shop and then you want to stop and have a drink or you want to have lunch, you'll be able to do that. But, yes, we have some great tenants in the mall right now that are doing well despite the fact that it's only 30% full and the place is in need of some upgrades. So lucky to have them.
Can you tell us about some of the other individuals that you're possibly having some conversations with about coming here to the city of North Platte? We know that you did already mention here the past few minutes, Mike, that we will be gaining a movie theater here once again in the near future, which is exciting news that broke with local media outlets here, I believe, in the past month or so.
Yes. So Golden Ticket Cinemas is our new cinema partner. They have opened recently a fourplex in Kearney at the Hilltop Mall. They've also have about a dozen or more other movie theaters. The folks that are in charge of Golden Ticket are old AMC guys that have broken away from the company and really know what they're doing. We're happy to have them as partners. In fact, they just opened one up, I think, in Tennessee last week. And their goal is to open up our theater in North Platte in September.
Oh, wow.
And that's because there's a number of new movies coming out and the public will be very interested in.
So tell us about some of the other retail opportunities and some of the other businesses that you're hoping to attract to this property, Mike.
You bet. We are in negotiations and very close to signing a lease with Dunham Sports. And Dunham Sports is, I would say, is like a smaller town Scheels. It's almost 40,000 square feet, so it's a huge space, and they sell everything from kayaks to guns to normal sporting goods, and it's really just a place to shop for anything and everything. They've got clothing, but it really is. It's like a Scheels,
okay.
And they've done very, very well in a number of markets, really supplies a lot of things that maybe aren't available in the market right now in North Platte, and they will be building out, or we will be building out their space for them over the next 6 months. And they expect to open up right after the first of the year, probably February of next year, that Dunham's will open up at the mall.
Okay,
the other
that's
folks,
awesome.
The other folks that we're talking to, and we're talking to folks both on the restaurant side and on the retail side, but staying on the retail side, you put the bigger names that we talked about. And we do have feelers out to both Target and Hy-Vee. We also have feelers out to and are talking with a number of other smaller retailers right now. I don't have anything I can announce yet because really those new retailers are going to go into the north end of the mall once we move the old tenants out of the north end of the mall. So probably we won't see any of those new tenants until sometime in 2022 would be the most likely time to see some of those new tenants out there. Now, things that are going to happen sooner than that are some of the restaurants out in front of the mall. And we've got we're very close to signing a couple of deals with new restaurants that will – out near Dewey Street,
okay.
Partially fast food, but we're also talking to some sit-down restaurants as well.
My stomach's already rumbling, Mike. Thanks for doing that to me this morning. But
good.
So, and kind of going back to the other ones that you alluded to, we'll be moving into the north end of the mall where the former Herberger's was, down on that end where Maurice's is. Is that accurate?
That is correct.
Okay. So the physical mall itself, although it may change, will still be sitting where it is today. Is that accurate?
That's right. We are not actually, we're not knocking down any portion of the mall. We're not adding to the existing mall itself right now. The new buildings will all be out in front of the mall towards Dewey Street. But the mall itself is getting, well, roughly $5 million in upgrades.
Wow.
To the mall building itself. And that will happen over, most of them will happen over the next 18 months.
That's
and
awesome.
You will see work start. Well, on the mall building, you won't see work starting until about the end of July. But on the new four-story building in front, you'll actually see dirt starting to move in early June.
Awesome. Awesome. Just in time for Nebraska Land Days, and that's going to provide even more excitement for the community.
That is exactly right. I'm excited. I get to come up to Nebraska Land Days, too. I have not been before, I have to say. So I will be up there. I'm not involved in it, just getting to enjoy it in the middle of June.
We're excited to have you out here for that, Mike, and excited to have you here in the North Platte community. And you talked a little bit about how the physical location of the mall is in a very good setting, but talk to us about North Platte a little bit. Why did you choose to come to North Platte? And tell us about some of the interaction you've had with the citizens. And we know some of the professional engagements you've had. You've said the city's been a great partner, the chamber, especially Gary, the president's been great. But what about the citizens of North Platte, and what set this community apart in your professional opinion? As a guy that is very much involved in the redevelopment game and communities throughout the area?
You bet. We really enjoy working with smaller towns. We're in Chadron and Alliance. We're in Ogallala. So a lot of other towns out in western Nebraska. We're in Fort Morgan. And for the reasons why we like working in small towns is, first of all, they're excited that you're coming to town. If you're in Denver or Lincoln, you're just another business coming to town. They already have you. But someplace in a smaller town, they're excited to have you there. They know it's something new. It's a benefit to the community, and both the citizens and the city government see it right away. And that was definitely the case here. We have had calls from all kinds of people interested in telling us what they would like to see at the mall. Everything from Kohl's to women's stores and different names of stores. So a lot of input from people in the community as to where they want to, or what they want to see at the mall. And then we talked to a number of people after and before city council meetings and then planning board meetings that are all really just in support. And I need to say thank you to everyone that stood up 2 weeks ago and then last night also at the city council meetings in support of the mall, because I really do think it made a difference. And everyone that stood up was incredibly articulate and did a much better job of explaining why it was important to improve the mall than I ever could have. And so that was great to have everybody there.
It was great to see. And at the city council meeting last night, too, Mike, I'm sure you were kind of surprised to see there was a bit of a button campaign brewing. Was that a surprise to you when you arrived to City Hall?
Yeah, I thought the buttons were they're just very cool. I took pictures and sent them back to my family. I didn't get one when I left last night, and I'd like to get one. So if somebody has an extra one, save it for me.
I'll save one for you. Chantel actually headed that up, and she and I have been talking. She'll be coming in the studio here in the near future, and I need to get one for myself, too. So I'll save one back for you, and maybe I'll trade it for a beer during Nebraska Land Days. I think that sounds like a fair trade.
Be happy to buy your beer.
Mike, is there anything else you'd like to do to discuss today, sir?
Well, if I could, real quickly, I just want everybody to know that we are going to be tearing up the land right behind the tire store, between the mall and the tire store, and that will start in early June. And so there's going to be fencing going up here in the next couple weeks. And I just, everyone would take a look at the signage on them. If you're going to go to Ashley's on that side of the mall, you're going to want to go into the first entrance. If you're going to go into the mall itself, to whether you're at the Buckle or Riddles or Maurice's or GNC, you're going to want to go into the second entrance, the one on the north side, because that's where your parking will be. And we are going to have a new entrance into the mall between the Herberger's space and right next to GNC. And that is going to be your main entrance into the mall for the next year while we're doing all the renovation in the parking lot and on the four-story building.
And again, I think my Buick would thank you for that, Mike, because that parking lot has definitely seen better days, as we well know.
It definitely has.
Mike, we sure appreciate
it. Thank you for the time today.
Absolutely. We're going to have you on the program again, and we'll get you in the studio one of these days, too. We sure appreciate the time, and it's a blessing to have you here in the community. We're really excited to have you in the community and doing all this great work for us and with us, Mike.
Well, we're excited, too. And thank you for everybody that supported it, and you'll see a lot of changes here in the next few days.
Exciting things brewing here in the community. Mike, thank you so much, and look forward to talking to you again and having you in the studio soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Tristan.
Thank you, Mike. That, again, is Mike Works, developer of the North Platte Mall, joining us here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning. As always, it's presented to you by Shelter Insurance agents Pete Foltz, Brent Rogo, and Bo Widd. For home, life, auto insurance, and more, call the Shelter Guys of North Platte.